Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
Oh, and it is the Christmas season.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Is it?
It is. Okay. Well, that's what the song says,
it
right?
It does,
yeah, absolutely. So it's Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a good, well, many people have a good time on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, for people of all ages, it's one of the special holidays on the calendar.
Even as an adult, I still love Christmas.
Yeah, it's still fun.
When I was a kid, though, Christmas was probably my favorite time of the year.
Oh, my gosh. I'm amazed my head didn't just explode on Christmas because it was so exciting.
Right. And, you know, every Christmas Eve night,
okay.
I guess I should say.
So the night of the 24th of December.
Right.
Yeah.
My mom would sit me and my sister down and read us a Christmas story.
Was it the night before Christmas?
It wasn't. It was
really?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's a sort of a more modern Christmas story. The Night Before Christmas.
That goes way back.
Is the old classic. Mm-hmm. That's what we used to read, but we did have the Grinch book as well. So these are some of the traditions that families kind of develop. Do you still read The Grinch?
I do, even actually.
Now, you do?
I do, yep.
I have a copy of The Night Before Christmas at home here, too, as well.
Yeah.
So you have these traditions as kids, and then even as grown-ups, as adults, you continue them. So it's a fun time for things like that.
It is. And everyone knows, well, not maybe everyone knows the story of Santa.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And we're actually going to talk about Santa today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And two kids who kind of make their own Christmas story and save the day.
Wow.
So let's find out what happens.
Time travel, the night before Christmas.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Roxy and Shia got home in time for Christmas. They're in bed on Christmas Eve.
We saw so many things this year.
True, but I'm happy to be home for Christmas.
I can't wait to open my gifts tomorrow.
Hear a loud noise outside.
What was that?
There's something on our roof. Let's check it out.
Roxy and Shia climb out of their window.
It's Santa Claus!
Hi, kids! Ho ho! No!
Santa starts crying loudly.
Something's wrong. Look at his sleigh.
My sleigh is broken. Now I can't fly around the world. I don't have time to give all the children their gifts.
We can help. We have a time machine.
Beep.
we can take you around the world. To give out the gifts before morning.
You can? Great! Let's get to work.
Roxy and Shia help Santa put the gifts on the time machine.
Word power.
Eve. Eve. I don't like to go out on New Year's Eve. It's always crowded. I don't like to go out on New Year's Eve. It's always crowded. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. I have to study all night because I have an important exam tomorrow. I have to study all night because I have an important exam tomorrow. Loud. Loud. Sorry, I can't hear you. The music is too loud. Sorry, I can't hear you. The music is too loud. Loudly. Loudly. Shh. Don't talk loudly in the library. Shh. Don't talk loudly in the library. World. World. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world.
Okay, so obviously we're talking about Roxy and Shia.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And guess what?
What?
They're home.
No,
yeah.
Roxy and Shia, they're not traveling through time in their time machine?
Not here at the first line, no.
Even time travelers go home for Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
That's how important it is.
It says Roxy and Shia got home in time for Christmas.
Good.
They're in bed on Christmas Eve.
Wow, so they're just having a very traditional Christmas Eve. That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
That's nice.
So it's Christmas Eve and Roxy and Shia are home.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's exciting for them. And we also see that they're in bed. Now, when you're in bed, you're actually in your bed, ready to go to sleep. Probably sometimes sleeping as well.
Yes, sure.
Now, I bet they're not tired because it is Christmas Eve. And it's so hard to sleep on Christmas Eve.
Absolutely. As we mentioned in the introduction, Christmas Eve is December 24th, or the night of December 24th. Eve is our word power word. It's a very short word, so pay attention. E-V-E.
Ooh.
That's it. That's how you spell Eve. Let's find out more about it. Okay, Eve is actually kind of short for another word you might know, evening. That's the night time of the day, right? After 6 p.m. when the sun goes down, before night comes, we might say that's evening. Now, if we shorten that, we have Eve, and we use this to talk about the night before, often an important day. There are some days that we use this in the name of the day. Christmas Eve is the night before Christmas, December 24th. New Year's Eve is the evening or the night before New Year's Day. So New Year's Eve, of course, is December 31st. Now, we could also use Eve to talk about something important, but it wouldn't have a special name. So you could say, on the eve of my birthday, or on the eve of my big trip, I have to pack my bag. On the eve of my birthday, my friends will, you know, buy me a cake or something like that. So we're just talking about the night before some kind of important day. For example, I don't like to go out on New Year's Eve. It's always crowded. And of course, since we're talking about a day or an evening, Eve is a noun. And that example sentence again, I don't like to go out on New Year's Eve. It's always crowded, especially in Taipei.
Yeah, I feel that. I usually like to stay in.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to Roxy and Shia.
All right, what are they doing on Christmas Eve when they're in bed?
They're in bed. They're not sleepy.
No one sleeps.
They're just talking about things that they've done this year.
They've had a busy year.
Yeah, and in fact, Roxy says, we saw so many things this year. Oh, I remember that. They met Confucius.
Okay.
And I actually can't remember.
They did so many adventures. They've seen so many things. They could also say they've been to so many places or even traveled to so many times.
Mm.
It has been quite an exciting year
for
them because they have a time machine and that's exciting.
Anyways,
Shia agrees and says, true. But then he says, but I'm happy to be home for Christmas.
Aww.
So you can have a good, exciting year. You can miss your friends, but it's always nice to be home for Christmas with your family. That's
right.
The people that you usually would spend most of your Christmas time with.
Yeah. Okay, so they're still talking, and now they're kind of getting into what usually keeps young kids awake on Christmas.
All right, the year was fun, but let's focus on now.
Yeah. So Roxy says, I can't wait to open my gifts tomorrow.
That's why they can't sleep, I bet.
Yeah. Now, if you can't wait to do something, you're very excited for something to happen, and you want it to happen right away.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I always get excited, so excited that I can't wait to take a trip. And maybe if I'm going to see my friends, I haven't seen them in a long time, I get really excited on the Friday if I know I see them on the Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So things that you're really excited for, you can't wait for. It could be a special day, or it could be just something that you really enjoy. You can't wait for a new movie to start, or you can't wait to get the new iPhone or something like that. Because for you, it's exciting. And often when something's exciting, you can't sleep the night before. We also had this adverb tomorrow.
Mm.
All right. Tomorrow is spelled TOMORROW. Let's find out more about that. Tomorrow, of course, is the day after today. So if today is Monday, Tuesday would be tomorrow. But here we're using it as an adverb talking about something that will happen tomorrow, something you will do tomorrow or the next day. For example, I have to study all night because I have an important exam tomorrow. I have to study all night because I have an important exam tomorrow. Okay, so they're really excited about tomorrow. All the presents, all the fun, all the food.
Yeah.
All that Christmas food. But then suddenly, something happens to totally take their attention off their thoughts of Christmas Day. What happens?
Well, it says there in the article, they hear a loud noise outside.
Wow.
Okay.
Like a car crash?
I don't know.
Someone dropped something heavy?
Maybe.
Or what's going on?
Okay, so they're in bed, they're talking about their gifts, and then they hear this loud noise.
Bang.
Now, before we find out what it is, we're actually going to learn more about the word loud. Yeah. It's an adjective, and it's spelled L-O-U-D, loud. So Roxy and Shia heard a loud noise. Something that's loud makes a lot of noise. Sometimes things can be so loud that it hurts your ears. Now, shouting is usually loud. That's what makes it different from speaking. And some people like to listen to loud music. Here's another example. Sorry, I can't hear you. The music is too loud. One more time. Sorry, I can't hear you. The music is too loud. All right, so they've heard this loud noise.
Yeah.
What is it?
And of course, when you hear a loud noise and you don't know what it is, you might say something like what Shia says, which is, what was that?
Good question. What was that?
The sound happened just a few seconds ago, so he can still use the past tense. He can say, what was that? If you said, what is that? That might be okay, too, because the thing that made that sound might still be there. But basically, he's asking, what was that? Or where did that sound come from?
Mm-hmm.
Explain that sound to me. I don't understand.
Right. Okay, well, Roxy, she's a smart girl.
Is she going to explain where the sound came from?
She said, there's something on our roof.
Oh, okay.
Let's check it out.
So she could hear where the sound came from.
Yeah. Oh. So she said it actually came from the roof. Now, a roof is the outside top part of a house. Mm-hmm. Now, inside the house, mm-hmm. the top part of a room is called a ceiling. But when you're looking at the outside of a house, the top part is called a roof.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So don't get that confused. The rain falls on the roof.
Right.
But the lights in the room will be hanging from the ceiling. And usually
exactly.
between the ceiling and the roof, there is some space sometimes
yeah.
too. So
yeah.
don't get them confused. Birds land on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look up and you're from your bed, you're looking at the ceiling.
Right.
All right, back to the article. Roxy and Shia, what do? They do something I wouldn't recommend anyone does unless your name is Peter Parker and or Spider-Man.
Mm.
It says Roxy and Shia climb out of their window.
That sounds dangerous.
Hopefully there's like a small balcony or platform or something there. But yes, don't climb out of your window unless it's an absolute emergency. But these guys do because they travel through time and
they're a bit special.
They have good insurance. Anyway, so Shia looks up onto the roof, and what does he see? Well, he tells us what he sees. He says, it's Santa Claus.
Yes!
There he is, that big man in the big red suit with the white fur and the red nose and the big beard, and he's on top of the roof.
All right, and don't worry. Mm-hmm. Santa's got something to say.
I hope so.
He says, hi, kids. Ho, ho, no!
Whoa! What? He's supposed to say ho, ho, ho and be happy.
Oh, Santa starts crying loudly.
Oh, Santa, what's going on?
Yeah, well, we can see that Santa is quite upset.
I know, but why? What's happening?
Oh, we don't know yet.
Oh, man.
But first, we're going to find out. But first, we're actually going to look at the adverb for the adjective loud, which is loudly. He's crying loudly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, loudly is spelled L-O-U-D-L-Y, loudly. And, of course, it's an adverb. That L-Y makes it an adverb. Okay, so when you do something loudly, you make a lot of noise when you do it. So we talked about shouting, how shouting was loud. You could say he was shouting loudly and that make that loud adjective an adverb. Here's an example sentence. Shh, don't talk loudly in the library. One more time. Don't talk loudly in the library. Oh, so Santa's so upset.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. But Roxy and Shia are nice people, so they want to find out what's going on.
Yep.
Roxy says, well, seeing Santa cry, this is what we're thinking, and Roxy says it. Something's wrong, right? If something is wrong, something is not going right. There's a problem here. And obviously, if Santa is crying on your roof, there's a problem here.
Right.
Something is wrong. And then Roxy notices something and says, look at his sleigh.
Ooh.
So Santa could be having sleigh trouble. Sleigh is the noun S-L-E-I-G-H. Basically, it's that thing that the reindeers pull.
Huh.
A sleigh would be like a carriage that horses pull. But a sleigh would not have wheels. It would have what we would call skis. It would basically slip or slide along the snow or the ice. So it's a winter vehicle that's pulled by animals.
Okay.
In Santa's case, magic reindeer.
Okay, well, I bet you're wondering,
yeah,
and they're wondering, why is Santa crying
on the roof? Are some of the reindeer missing or sick or something?
Well, he says, obviously, now we've noticed a problem with the sleigh.
Sure.
Santa says, my sleigh is broken. Now, broken is an adjective here, and it describes something that is not working correctly or something that needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
If you break your toy, you could say, this is my broken toy.
Mm.
If your computer stops working, you could say you have a broken computer.
That's right. Or if you fall off your bike, you might get a broken arm or something like that. So we can break parts of our body. But of course, it's more common and less painful to break things, although that can cost money, especially a broken sleigh. If something is broken, you have to fix that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for now, Santa hasn't fixed anything, and of course, this is a problem. And as he explains to the two kids, Santa says, now I can't fly around the world.
Uh-oh.
This is the big problem, and this is probably why Santa was crying.
Mm-hmm.
His whole day is based on flying around in the sleigh, delivering presents to kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
All around the world. But broken sleigh means he's not going anywhere, and the kids around the world might wake up with no gift. gift.
Yeah, Santa's got one job, and if he can't do that job...
And only one day to do it, too. We have this word world there. It's a word power word. It's spelled W-O-R-L-D, world. All right, so what is the world? The world is, well, basically where we live. We could call this planet that we live on, flying around in space, the world. It's also called the Earth or the globe because it's round. But basically, when we're talking about all the people, all the countries, all the things, all the places on this planet that we live on, we're talking about the world. For example, Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world.
Okay, well, we know Santa, he's got this broken sleigh.
Yeah.
And we know what that means, too.
Yep.
Here he says, I don't have time to give all the children their gifts.
That's right. He needs the sleigh to do his work. And then Shia says, we can help. Wow. Okay. So they're really trying to help here. Mm-hmm. And then he says, we have a time machine.
Oh.
Of course. The time machine. That can really do a lot of the work for them.
Right. Okay. So Roxy, she picks up on this. She likes this idea. Mm. She says, we can take you around the world to give out the gifts before morning. Now, give out, when you give something out, you just give that thing to every person in a group. For example, a teacher gives out the test papers.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. When Santa hears this, this is great news.
Yeah.
This could really fix his problem. He says, you can? Great! And then he says, let's get to work. So if you get to work, you get moving, you jump into action, you start doing the thing that you should be doing. So basically it's like, come on, let's go.
Yeah. Okay, well, obviously they've got work to do.
Yeah, big work.
They've got to get to work. Here it says, Roxy and Shia help Santa put the gifts on the time machine.
Great. They got to move them all from the sleigh over to the time machine. Well, while they do that, we have time to take a quick break for our magic box.
Magic box. 找亮点.
Welcome to today's Magic Box, it's Emily. 今天呢 Magic Box 要来说什么呢？我们才在这一刻的一开始而已。没错，故事的背景呢，讲到了 Roxy and Shia, they're in bed on Christmas Eve. 他们两个呢，在平安夜的时候躺在床上。那这时候呢，聪明的你可能就会有这个反应。躺在床上，那不应该是 on the bed 吗？我们学过 on， 它当介系词用的时候呢，是表示在什么东西的上面啊。没错，你的怀疑呢是非常合理的。on the bed 其实呢也是合乎文法的一种表示，但是呢，用在我们现在的这个情境里面是比较不适合的哦。为什么？好，让我来解释一下。大家都知道 bed 也就是床嘛，很简单。那么呢，配上我们刚刚说的 on， 在什么东西的上面，就会变成这张图，就跟我们说 on the floor, on the table 一样。这里的 on the bed 指的就是在，你知道，直接床的上面，不管你今天有没有床单或是棉被，在这里呢，这些东西全部都是视为床的一部分。那看看图片里面那张猫咪你就知道啦， they're lying on the bed。相对的来说呢， be in bed 就是指被包裹在情绪里面，看看这一张图就知道。所以呢，用另外一个情境来说，当我们出门旅游然后到达一个旅馆的时候呢，要表达说我把行李放在床上，那我会说 I put my luggage on the bed， 而不会说呢 I put my luggage in bed， 因为呢你不是把行李放在棉被或者是毯子里面啊。况且呢，当我们说in bed 的时候呢，通常也是在暗指准备睡觉了这件事情。所以呢，回到课文里面的情境，是不是觉得描述 Roxy and Shia are in bed 的说法非常合理呢？那换我来考考你们啦。如果你今天要描述我得了重感冒，必须卧床三天，该怎么说呢？试试看，等一下公布答案哦。
The answer is, I have a bad cold, so I must stay in bed for 3 days.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back to Review Time. We're going to play a bit of a word association game here today.
Okay.
I'm going to say one of our word powers. Mm-hmm. You can think of as many words connected to that word as possible.
Whoa, okay.
Okay, Ooh. Ready?
Yes.
Here's your first word.
Yes.
Eve.
Eve.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's.
Okay.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese New Year?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Adam.
Adam. Oh, Adam and Eve,
because Eve can also be a name. I can't think of any more real Eves or nights before. That's it.
That's okay. Okay. Here's a bit easier one.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Mm.
Today.
Huh?
Yesterday.
Yes.
The day after tomorrow.
Ooh, yes.
The day before yesterday.
Oh.
Next week.
Next week, yeah.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's all kind of adverb,
it's all
time adverbs.
Different ways we describe different days. Okay.
Okay, well, there are two more words that you can try this with. We have to say goodbye, though. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Time travel, the night before Christmas. Roxy and Shia got home in time for Christmas. They're in bed on Christmas Eve.
We saw so many things this year.
True, but I'm happy to be home for Christmas.
I can't wait to open my gifts tomorrow.
They hear a loud noise outside.
What was that?
There's something on our roof. Let's check it out.
Roxy and Shia climb out of their window.
It's Santa Claus!
Hi, kids! Ho, ho, no!
Santa starts crying loudly.
Something's wrong! Look at his sleigh!
My sleigh is broken! Now I can't fly around the world. I don't have time to give all the children their gifts.
We can help. We have a time machine.
We can take you around the world to give out the gifts before morning.
You can? Great! Let's get to work.
Roxy and Shia help Santa put the gifts on the time machine. Eve. Eve. I don't like to go out on New Year's Eve. It's always crowded. I don't like to go out on New Year's Eve. It's always crowded. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. I have to study all night because I have an important exam tomorrow. I have to study all night because I have an important exam tomorrow. Loud, loud. Sorry, I can't hear you. The music is too loud. Sorry, I can't hear you. The music is too loud. Loudly, loudly. Shh! Don't talk loudly in the library. Shh! Don't talk loudly in the library. World. World. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world.